Hey everybody, Kyle Klingman here with Track Wrestling for another edition of 7 Minutes. This week's guest is Terry Steiner, 1993 NCAA champion for the University of Iowa. He was a three-time All-American, but you probably know him best as the head wrestling coach for the women's national team at USA Wrestling. We're going to talk about his recruiting decision, why he picked Iowa over Minnesota, and we'll dive into much, much more, as you know, if you've listened to the 7 Minute series. And of course, we hope that you will check out collegewrestlerrecruiting.com, a great resource for all things recruiting, whether you're going into NAIA all the way up to Division I. And especially with Terry Steiner, women's wrestling is on the rise. And this is a big, big part of the sport that we get to develop, is the women's wrestling movement, and Terry Steiner is on the cutting edge of that, so be sure to check that out, and be sure to check out this interview. We have Terry Steiner coming up next on this week's edition of 7 Minutes. Our guest today is Terry Steiner. He is the head women's national team coach for USA Wrestling. He was an NCAA champion for the University of Iowa in 1993. Terry Steiner, are you ready to go 7 Minutes?
I am.
If you could take what you know now and have a conversation with yourself at 15, what advice would you give yourself?
I would say ask more questions. You know, I think I went through a lot of things and learned by my own mistakes instead of learning from other people's mistakes. And if I could do that right now and go back in time, I would definitely ask a lot more questions and instead of just learning by my own failures, I would try to learn from other people's and I just wasn't that open of a kid. I was very shy. I wasn't that open. And so I think it held me back a little bit in that regard.
Let's go back to recruiting when you were in high school. What do you remember about the process? What were your top three schools, and why did you pick Iowa?
Well, I mean, it was definitely a two-horse race. I think it was between Iowa and Minnesota at the time. We had gone to Jay Robinson's intensive wrestling camps previously, and then got to know Coach Gable and his staff later on, but Jay is one of those guys that you're very comfortable with very quickly, and we had a great relationship with Jay, and then felt very comfortable with him, and then Iowa peeked into the picture, and Gable was that icon, that we were, and what we didn't a little bit at that time with all the, when Jay left the University of Iowa and went to Minnesota, there was definitely some hard feelings there for a bit. And I think we got caught in the middle of that a little bit. And so we didn't know the backstory to all of that, but afterwards realized, that there was quite a bit of a backstory there. And so it was tough because we were close to Jay, but yet, what he was building at Minnesota and what he did build was magnificent. But at the time they weren't proven. He was just getting going. And the Iowa program definitely at that time was proven, right? And they had already had a, and, I think at the end of the day, we went with that. We realized that we were getting a shot to wrestle for it at the time with the best program in the country. And we felt that if we didn't take that opportunity and if things didn't work out, we would, kick ourselves at the end of the day. And so that's really how we ended up at the University of Iowa. It was tough. I think for a while we were split. We were both leaning different directions, and we knew that was, that we didn't want to do is separate. We felt that Terry and Troy Steiner were stronger together than they were apart in our development process. And so, I think that's the one thing that we had to come to terms with each other really just talk through it. And but at the end of the day, you know, things worked out for us. So
let's say wrestling has one governing body and you are now the president. What would you want to change?
Well, I would make the American style of wrestling the international style of wrestling. And, you know, I just think we hold ourselves back a lot on the international level by wrestling American folk style. And not that I don't enjoy American folk style, and you know, I enjoyed wrestling it, I enjoy watching it, but we definitely put our athletes at a disadvantage. In loss for world and Olympic success, we definitely put ourselves at a disadvantage having those years of folk style wrestling.
Take that a step further, because when I think of Terry Steiner, I think of your amazing top skills and being able to be a control wrestler and turn on top and tilt. Do you think you would have the development and be the person you are today if it was freestyle wrestling versus folk style wrestling?
Yeah, I do, because I think my development came from our system, right? Our system of development, our high school opportunities that we have, the college opportunities that this country has in place with its, you know, educational institutions, that you don't see that in other countries. And so that's our advantage. What style is, I don't think matters so much. I think I would have learned, you know, through the process in our high school and college system the same way. I just would have been learning, you know, the ins and outs of the idiosyncrasies of freestyle wrestling and Greco-Roman wrestling instead of folk style, and then having to transition that over after college. And so even though we get a taste of it through the summers and through the spring and summers and in the U.S., we're still torn, because in this country, that state championship or that national championship at the NCAA means a lot. And so we're what's more important. And I just think we have a great system set up. We have a great infrastructure set up with our high school and colleges within our educational institutions. I think I would just change it, you know, to the Olympic style of wrestling.
What is the greatest compliment someone could give you?
Well, I can pass my information forward, right? And I've learned so much from so many great coaches and so many great programs through my years of competing that I think I owe it to the sport. I owe it to a lot of people to pay that information forward. And I think if I got that compliment that I was a great teacher of the sport of wrestling and could move that information from one person to the next, I think that would be a great compliment.
What is the most interesting thing about you that has nothing to do with wrestling?
Well, I think most people know, you know, the wrestling side, the family side of things, twin brother. I think, you know, I do enjoy the water. You know, growing up in North Dakota, people may not know that, but we grew up on the Missouri River, and we were on the water a lot, enjoying those activities. And so, you know, water skiing and being out on a boat was a big part of our upbringing, and a major part of our family time. So I think that's probably, you know, one of the hobbies that people probably don't know about.
What is your greatest fear?
I think not making a difference, right? I think at the end of the day, I think we all want to make a difference. And I want to know that when I walk away from this, and when I move on to the next chapter in life, I want to know that my life was useful, right? And I used it to the utmost, and that I made a difference in my corner of the world. I think that's, you know, and as I get older, I think that you start looking at that more and more, you know, and you start really reflecting on, am I doing everything I can to make a difference in my part of this time here on earth? And then so I think that's a big thing for me.
Final question. If you could go back and re-wrestle any match from your career, which would it be and why?
Oh, man, there's a lot of them I'd like to re-wrestle. You know, I would have to say, you know, some of the world team trials and Olympic trials, I don't know if I can pick out one match, but I don't think that I peaked at the right time. You know, I beat a lot of good people along the way at the international level, but I never beat them at the right time. And I wish I could go back and really look at that periodization of my training. You know, I wish I understood it then how I do now, and then what are the things I've learned as a coach. And I wish I could go back and change some of those things up. So, because I feel I had the ability. I don't feel I reached my potential on the freestyle circuit, and you know, that's probably why I'm doing what I'm doing to a large extent. I don't want other people to miss out on that and not reach that potential at this level. And I think you always have a little bit of a chip on your shoulder to try to right that wrong. And that's, you know, I think that if I could go back and change not just the matches, I mean, you know, there was great people and great wrestlers that advanced ahead of me and went on and had great success. But I think if I could just go back and change the process a little bit, I would do that.
One additional question here, as you give that answer, I just think about your matches with Torrey Jackson from Iowa State. Of course, that's Kevin Jackson's brother. And of course, you guys, Kevin, and you are coaches together at USA Wrestling. Do you ever talk about those matches? Is it strange to look back and think, hey, I wrestled his brothers all those years and he was cheering against me?
Yeah, you know, I think we have talked about it some. I mean, I just think that I have such a great respect for Kevin Jackson and the Jackson family. I mean, you know, I think the thing, as when you're older, looking back at your careers, you look at those rivalries that you had, and, you know, as much as maybe they were uncomfortable, those are the rivalries that made you who you were and got the best out of you. And, you know, so I look back at my, you know, I think Torrey Jackson and I wrestled 15 times in our college career, right? And I look back and I had to be on my game every time I stepped on the mat with him, or he would expose me. And so, you know, and there was a lot of times I wasn't, and he did expose me. But, you know, those matches, I had to be up for it, you know, and I had to bring out the best in me, and that's what Torrey did for me. He brought out the best in me, and you know, I thank him for that rivalry. I thank him for everything that he added to my career. You know, there was a lot of great moments there that you know are with me forever.
Terry Steiner, we just went 7 minutes. Thank you for your time, and we wish you all the best as you pursue Olympic gold medals for the U.S. women's team.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it should be an exciting next couple of weeks. We're looking forward to it.